searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map, the Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for the Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Hello, listeners. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're at in the time zone. I'm glad to be with you today on the Searcher's Roadmap with guest Kat Tudor and Joy Perma, who will join us shortly in the back office. And Kat is infused, Kat's yoga is infused with her art and dance background, as well as her extensive training in yoga. Kat has studied for many years and has traveled the world to seek out teachers and traditions. She has developed her own creative form of yoga, which is heart-based and humorous. Kat's classes have an emphasis on balancing strength and flexibility, mind and body, breath and awareness. She has a broad experience in teaching children, teenagers, adults, in visual movement, theater, and yogic arts. And recently, she's opened a beautiful healing center in Manitou Springs called Sunwater Spas, and you can get a hold of them at sunwaterspa.com to look at their beautiful website and the beautiful location where they've put this healing center, which is absolutely amazing all in itself. And today I picked a sacred animal card, and bear is what I came up with for today, and that's about introspection. It says, "Bear, invite me into the cave where silence surrounds the answers you gave." And it talks about that if bear is in the west, the intuitive side, the right brain. To hibernate, bear travels to the cave, which is the center of the four lobes where the pineal gland resides. In the cave, bear seeks answers while he, she is dreaming or hibernating. Bear is then reborn in the spring like the opening of spring flowers. For eons, all seekers of the dream time and of visions have walked the path of silence, calming the internal chatter, reaching the place of rites of passage. The channel or pineal gland, from the cave of bear, you find the pathway to the dream lodge and the other levels of imagination or consciousness. In choosing bear, the power of knowing has invited you to enter the silence and become acquainted with the dream lodge so that your goals may become concrete realities. This is the strength of bear. And in bear, a lot of times, you'll also find very beautiful dreams. And in that dream time is when the dragonfly shows up, and they show up in the spring too. And they help with dream time, and it's encouraged that if you're looking to see what your dreams are really showing you, to drink a lot of water before you go to bed so that you wake up between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And spirit works pretty heavily at that time and opens up these new dreams, and you can remember them better, and it's encouraged to journal about your dream time upon waking up so that you can put your dreams into writing. And I hope that helps some of you. We're just hanging out here for a little bit, waiting for Kat, and I'm going to bring Cecil in, and he can talk about how the RBR got started on a spiritual path. Hi, Cecil. Cecil? Yes, it's just me back here. So if you'll hang on just a moment, I'll be right back with you.
Cecil's with you.
Hi, Cecil. Can you give our listeners a little history lesson in regards to the spiritual concepts of the RBR?
The RBR.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the RBR network was started actually with this very show, The Surgeon's Roadmap. It was the first show. And the intent of the RBR network from the beginning was to help people who are on that spiritual path find their way by mm-hmm. means of introducing them to various guests, such as the ones that you have been having on your show here recently,
mm-hmm.
who bring with them a wealth of knowledge and information and sharing a piece of the puzzle that helps them to cross the rainbow bridge into the new paradigm of spiritual awareness. And so that has been the intent for the show from the beginning. And this show and its perpetuation of where we started. And we were so happy, in fact, that you decided to pick this show up and run with it for us.
Yeah, and I feel very honored that I was chosen to do this show. And with my background with healers and shamans and stuff, I really think that it really resonates that way, you know. And then upon starting the second show, Roadmap for Seekers, that's turned into a lot of interviews with individuals who are writing these books that are being divinely inspired. And I hate to use the word downloaded, but I don't know what else to use, where it goes into their mind and it's totally separate from their ego mindset, and it's in their soul mindset, and they're able to write these beautiful books and able to help us search even more into ourselves as to what is going on in the real world out there, in the spiritual world, you know, because it's in the soulful world, because, you know, we come here as souls to do a human experience, and the soul is hungry for any experience that's human. And the more we experience, the more we, you know, as I say, move up the ladder, you know, the better it gets. And, you know, and with this show, I think that's had a lot to do with my own personal healing and getting very healthy again, is due to interacting with these shamans and healers on a weekly basis.
You're absolutely right. And sometimes I kind of view it also as a kind of remembering, you know, because
mm-hmm.
When we come onto this three-dimensional plane, we then go through a process of awakening, you know, and there's an awakening, I believe, back to our higher self,
mm-hmm.
being reconnected with it in the spiritual realm. And I think it's kind of a test to see if we can walk this three-dimensional plane yet stay connected to the higher self, or do we get lost in the
mm-hmm.
three-dimensional plane and operate disconnected from the higher self?
And that is true. I mean, I've noticed with me, you know, between getting my Master Reiki and other things in the last 2 years, even though I was ill, I was still able to move forward. And I think it has a lot to do with that energy work that none of us can really, really touch on until you're at that place of surrender so that you do move up to the next level, you know, where you're looking and seeking for more information and more help, you know, and not so much on a physical level, but on a spiritual and soulful level.
Absolutely. You know, that awakening to the fact that there's more than just what we see with the naked physical eye. And to evolve into a state where we begin to look at things with that so-called third eye.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit and allowing us to see the world from a whole new perspective, actually, you know?
Yes, I do know, because it totally changes your whole outlook, and it gives you new hope. Excuse me. and a feeling of being grounded in the soul rather than being, you know, just up there somewhere in this mist, and that you really don't have any control of your spiritual soulful journey. And actually you do, depending on the choices you make and who you run into. I mean, for me, it's been I've been running into shamans and elders and healers and herbalists and stuff for over 25 years now. And, you know, it's done nothing but completely change me. I mean, when I first started this, I mean, I was very broken, very lost, very negative towards religiosity, due to a lot of things that had happened in my early life. And now it's more about, wow, how much bigger is this? You know, I mean, you can't even imagine how big this is and what the possibilities are. And I saw a really cool saying the other day that said, it's not impossible, I am possible. Yeah. You know, and it's like, that's right, we are possible, and our dreams are possible.
At all times. And even when we are not consciously aware that we are manifesting constantly, you know, and to step back and deal with another thing that you just said, we are in total control of this whole experience for ourselves. How we view it, we're in total control of what this experience is for us. You know, when you accept that realization, you then become more empowered. And the door is open for even greater enlightenment when you realize, hey, I'm in control of this. I do that. Things are not just happening to me, you know. I'm happening to it, you know. So I'm making it, you know. And when you get into that mindset where it's, I'm making it happen, you begin to consciously create your reality and then step into that reality and live out, you know, that reality to the fullest and enjoy it. I'm, you know, one of my favorite things to do is to wake up each morning and go into meditation and just be there. And it's like taking a trip, like taking a vacation. Some people say, hey, you know, I want to go on vacation here, there. I go on vacation. That's fine. But I take a trip in my mind, in myself, in the universe constantly. And I am fulfilled in those trips. So the other trips, they're actually kind of a step down. Because that spiritual trip is, I mean, it is really, really, it's fulfilling. It's a lot of fun. Last thing I do in the evening, same thing. When I'm winding down for the evening, before I go to sleep, I intentionally set that spiritual trip up, you know, and go on that journey, and I enjoy that. And I wake up the next morning and go, wow, this is so cool to be in control of where you go and what you do and how you do it.
And it's a fun place. Yeah, and we don't always have to react to it in a negative way. I mean, one of the shamans I've worked with in the last couple of years was like, you have to love every part of the disease that's going on with you, you know, and thank it, because it's teaching you something and it's going to move you forward. And I thought at first, that's crazy, you know, and it's like, you know, and she said, you know, kiss your hands. You know, kiss, you know, put the kisses to your eyes and to your body, you know, and do butterfly kisses by hugging yourself and moving your hands and like a butterfly would, you know. And she said, get that lightness back. And she said, this could take 3 days, 3 months, 3 years. It's up to you, you know. And within, you know, less than three months of working with her, you know, I was already back to walking without a cane and all of that this year. And it happened
sometimes
in less than 3 weeks, actually.
And sometimes it takes a little while for us to let go of, you know, like you're physically in this place and you think that, hey, I'm in this place and I'm stuck here. Like all of me is stuck in this place. My body, mind, and spirit is stuck in this place. And no, it isn't. Because The moment you decide to liberate yourself spiritually, you can then, the body can then fall. Because once it becomes a reality in the heart, you know, it then can take physical manifestation on this plane, on this three-dimensional plane.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to know that we can do that.
Hang on a second. I'm going to call them real quick into the back. So if you could carry on with this show, Cecil, in regards to meditation, and I'll be right back.
Sure. Well, to reiterate what we've already stated, meditation is always a great place for us to go. It is how we can release the stress or the baggage of the day. A lot of times in your day-to-day operation, you get you end up carrying that baggage. But for me, it's about a shedding. And that's why it's always good cleansing things for me to do middle of the day and in the evening, just to let go of that which is not serving is the best way to do it. So another thing I also wanted to share with, at some point in time, we're going to do a full show on meditation and actually do some meditations for manifestation, for healing, for releasing, and just have some fun with it, because this experience is not, it's not something that's impossible. It's not something that's beyond me. All of this is very, very much within your reach, within your grasp. In fact, it is as near to you as you are to you. Now, how near is that? You know, so we're going to step into some of those meditations, do some of those, for manifested in those. Hopefully they'll get with you on the show and express an interest in doing some of those meditations for manifestation, for creating that space and that mindset that we want to be in. It's a beautiful thing. If there are any callers out there, in fact, who want to call in now and ask questions of the host, or I guess me, the co-host, I'm certainly willing to take those questions right now. But to carry on, in our day-to-day lives, it is so easy for us to buy into the reality that life controls us and that we don't control it. But in fact, the moment we shift our thinking and our awareness of the fact that we are the puppet masters and not the puppet, we then take control and move exponentially, light years ahead, into that reality, whereas we're in control, we're loving it, we're creating in it, and we're accepting and allowing rather than fighting against what is. And just, you know, we're allowing it to do what it does, be what it is, and having fun doing it. And it looks like our guest is here, and we shall be hearing from them shortly. And we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back, and now our guests have joined us, and let's get on with this next part of the show. You can enjoy, or call in if you have questions. Again, you can call in on 347-838-9142. Again, that's 347-838-9142. If you have questions or comments, press 1 on your touchtone phone. Someone in the back will make sure that you can get to the air to make your questions or comments known. Enjoy the show.
Looking in the dark. Hello?
Yeah. Hey.
Hi, this is Rhonda Harrison, and we're back on the air. And I've got Kat Tudor and Joy Perma in the back with me from Sun Water Spa and the Aqualuz Project. And I would love to hear more about your grand your opening and ceremonies this last weekend and what we managed to produce.
Thank you, Rhonda. This is Kat. And we were delighted to have you here for our blessing ceremony with the youth. We had the Northern Ute Nation here, the Tavawatch Tribe, blessing our waters for
I'm getting
the talking
a little
spirit
bit of feedback.
Drink.
Are you talking on your speaker part of your phone? If you can
no.
take. Okay, I'm just getting a little bit of feedback, but we're good. It could be because you and Joy are so close together.
I think she just moved away. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. It just sounds a little garbled, but we'll be fine.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, now it's better.
Okay, great. Well, we had an opening ceremony with the Tabawatch tribe this weekend who blessed our sacred waters. We had many sacred youth ceremonies as well as ceremonies with my shamanic teacher, Miguel Angel. And we had many blessings, many ceremonies, many classes this weekend.
And I was there, and I can state for everything that it was absolutely amazing and beautiful. And, you know, the funny thing is I've always dreamt of a healing center like that, but never quite encapsulated what it would look like. And it is amazing what you've done and how you've included all spirituality in your new healing spa.
We hope to bring people from all over the world to these waters. They've been considered sacred waters for many, many indigenous cultures, especially the Tabawatch, the Ute, and the Lakota, considered these to be the most healing waters in North America. And we are delighted to bring them back to their place for healing both people and we think the community as well. We think that our healing center will radiate out healing energy throughout Manitou Springs and Southern Colorado and be a place where you can learn healing techniques, you can experience healing therapies, and especially water therapies, especially ancient treatment with water for healing your body, your mind, and your spirit.
And it's so beautiful the way you've put it together and how it just encapsulates all what you just said. And you know, and Miguel was amazing. You know, I love the story about how they introduced the baby to the community with the 9 ears of corn and how that's all done. And it's like, you know, and it's kind of like the healing center. It's like the new community for that area to heal and for everyone that comes within the waters to heal as well. I mean, I know that just the really awesome, you guys have a clawfoot bathtub there and you allowed me to have a soak in it. And it was amazing to feel the strength from the waters there. And, you know, and I was able to be pain free all weekend.
We keep hearing that from people. Joy can tell you more about the kinds of therapies and treatments we're going to be able to offer to people, as well as just getting the opportunity to soak and drink our healing waters. So she can tell you a little more about that.
Can you tell us more about that, Joy?
Are you with us?
I sure can, but she was... Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, thank you so much for having us on. So all of our treatments are geared around the healing modalities of the water that we have had in our grounds and that have been used in ceremony and used to heal for hundreds of years. We are super excited about offering just some of the most luxurious and deeply healing treatments that we could even come up with. So we actually use all of our herbs and tonics and whatnot are from the indigenous area. So, for example, we have a juniper lymphatic, and we use tea tree, which is in this area, and we have the sacred stone treatment, which is a treatment that the Native Americans would use to treat aching muscles and recharge the body. So there's lots of opportunities in our spa to really heal on different levels. You know, all body treatments, but as you know, when you treat the body, you treat the mind and the spirit as well. And so it's our intention that when you walks through those doors that you begin healing. And I know that from what you were talking about this weekend, just feeling that energy of healing as you walk in the doors, and the people that work there have this deep understanding that we're all here to heal. And this space is a center for that. It's a place for us to go and feel revitalized, to feel loved, to feel nourished and cared for. So all of our treatments are geared around that. And we have a lot of different influences for our treatments. We have Ayurvedic influences. We have Native American influences. All different types of water treatments, like Watsu, which is it's almost like being in the womb. So, on our first floor, we have a wonderful saltwater pool that you just float and you feel so nourished and held by the water. So that's a little bit about our treatment.
And even outside that water pool there, you have hanging chairs that hug you as well, which I love, because that I used to have a treatment center that I had one of those in it, and I would have my clients sit in it while they were doing their therapy. And it holds you so nicely, like being in the womb once again. And then you also have the Tazmakal there, which is the womb of the mother, Earth, you know, and you go in and you do ceremony there, and it's just absolutely gorgeous the way you've put it together, and with the 1,000-year-old trees that are there that, you know, are the healing trees. I mean, it's all about healing and giving credit to the divine for putting it all together so beautifully and using Kat as the vessel.
Oh, absolutely. She's our ma. And, you know, the Manitou, we call it, the employees, we love to call Sunwater the mothership, and Kat's our ma. There's just so much love there, and and so much sweetness. And we really are excited about bringing people in from the outside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Manitou has been a center for healing for so long. And to bring back that energy and to bring back that peaceful feeling that of the peaceful grounds of Manitou, which, you know, the natives would lay their arms outside, and this is where they would have talks and they would have peace gatherings is in Manitou. And so that energy is being re-sparked. It's always been there. It's just a matter of someone turning on the switch, and that's what Kat has done and Dawn too as well. So we're very excited about bringing some more of that out into the world.
And what I love is that you have a spiritual advisory board. And I think that's going to really make it balanced and very grounded. Can you talk, Kat, a little bit about that beautiful spiritual advisory board that you have?
Yes, I can. The spiritual advisory board, it consists of many of my great teachers. And one we start with is Loya Aram, who was a great Ute medicine woman, and her great grandfather was an important chief here in Manitou. And she came last year and blessed our springs, and she is no longer in her body, but we know that she is now with us in the springs, and she was very connected to them. When she would sing or talk, the springs would respond by bubbling up to her voice. So Celinda Kalin is, and she is an honorary Lakota and Ute member of the tribe, sister. She is a medicine woman. She is a healer and a historian and a member of the Great Council of Elders, where she represents the children of the world. And she is our advisor on many. She is a pipe carrier and a sun dancer. And she is our advisor about the Lakota way. And she introduced us to the youth who are our brothers and sisters here. Manoj Shalom is a scholar and a He is also a great scientist, and he and his wife Jyoti teach all over the world the philosophy of the Vedas, as well as the great stories about the Veda tradition, the Hindu and the traditions of those deities. They also are connected with the Jungian psychotherapy world and teach us a lot there. Miguel Angel is a Mayan elder and wisdom keeper. I have been studying many years with him and will be traveling to Guatemala with him in a few weeks to receive the Akashic Records at the Piedra Negro. Saul David Ray is a world famous teacher, healer, musician, and he is my yoga teacher and my friend, and he will be coming here to teach September 21st. He'll be here for Aqualuth, where we'll be putting our crystals in the water for the waters of the world, and Saul David Ray will be here. Carrie Sespuch is a Tabawatch medicine woman. She is Loya's daughter. And Mike Littleboy is our Lakota Sundance chief. He is our advisor and does ceremony, pipe ceremony, in the Lakota way. Mm-hmm. All of these people have helped us form the spa. They've all helped me form my practice. And we honor them, and we'll be, all of them will be coming to do their teachings and trainings here.
And that is so beautiful, and they have such a beautiful way of doing the oral traditions. I mean, that was the amazing part of the ceremonies and the blessings and the closing and all of that, was all the oral history or stories that aren't written down and haven't been documented, and you know, and that's a lot of what I want to do.
These are the keepers of these stories, and I feel like that's one of our roles here at Sunwater, is keeper of the stories. I know I, as a teacher, bring these stories to my students. I bring these teachings, and I think that that's one of our roles at Sunwater, is to spread these traditions out and to make them available again to people. I know my teacher Miguel says to me, now is the time. We can no longer keep these secrets. They're too important for the healing of the earth. He says the time is now. People need to hear these teachings, and I hope we can do that at Sunwater.
And you are doing that at Sunwater. It's not even hoping about doing it. You're doing it. You did it all last weekend. You know, I felt so blessed. And, you know, and I'm all about archiving the oral tradition, because it's not something that's there. And that's why I took on doing the Searcher's Roadmap and the Roadmap for Seekers, is to document this information and all this oral tradition so that it can get out to the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was passing out my cards over the weekend going, okay, contact me, Miguel, Dawn, whoever, because, you know, I want those stories documented and archived so that they are there for the future and they're here for today.
Right.
You
well,
know, and that's what you're
great.
Doing.
Well, we have a great partnership.
Yeah, exactly.
We can bring the people here to tell the stories and give us the teaching. And then we really have some ancient water healing techniques that we have learned from the Utes, from the Lakota, mm-hmm. from the Mayans, from the Vedas, from many, many traditions, and we're very excited to be bringing those, and for people to feel this is a place to come to not just to Manitou, or not just
right.
the Sunwater Spa, but to Manitou, that ancient healing ground. And Joy referred earlier to the tradition that when any warriors rode into Manitou, they laid their weapons down on the outskirts of the city, because it was known as a place to have a council of peace. And we're very happy to, again, be part of that Council of Peace. So.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the world needs, is more peace and more healing centers like the one you've incorporated, with all different forms of healing from all different traditions, to which Black Elk spoke about when he mentioned the Rainbow Bridge, you know,
mm-hmm.
and this time. And we're definitely there. You know, I mean, people
yes,
are wanting to share.
All of my teachers, every one of the teachers says the time is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this past weekend, Miguel said, I'm going to reveal things that I've never revealed before, because
mm-hmm.
now is the time. People need to hear these teachings. They're too important now for mankind. And many of the elders now are saying the same thing. Now is the
mm-hmm.
time. And so we're honored to be the repository and a heart, again, and a voice for these ancient teachings. We do respect and honor our elders, and we respect those ancient stories of the earth. And so many people say the stories of the earth are in the stones, and we here at the foot of this great stone called Tava, Sun Mountain, The gringos named it Pike's Peak, but it is Sun Mountain. And it's a very powerful, very powerful pyramid here. That's what the Mayans say. This is one of our great pyramids. I would really like to talk to you. And, okay. Sorry, a great musician just walked by. And
that's fine.
Saying hi.
You're
to
so
him.
Popular.
Well, it's amazing how popular you are when you have a spa.
Exactly. Everybody's like
really
on
popular.
Your best friend list.
yeah, it makes you. Well, I have to say, as far as doing research, it has been a great honor to be able to do spa research for the last
mm-hmm.
few years as we developed this one. So I volunteered to take that task on, and I feel like I've brought the best of every spa around the world that I've been to, and we've invented or incorporated many things that haven't been brought together before.
Right.
So.
And that's the beauty of it all, you know, and it's just, and it is about incorporating all that knowledge and making it into the medicine that it needs to be from many different levels so that you get it on all levels.
As we had our closing ceremony the other night, I looked around the circle, and there was a great Buddha master there. There was a great
mm-hmm.
one of our local teachers was there in the circle, and I looked next to him, and there was a great Taoist master. There was a great
mm-hmm.
teacher there, Tai Chi. There were yogis sitting around. I saw a great Jewish teacher there. I just saw Miguel was there bringing us the Mayan teachers. The room still reverberated from the drumming of the
mm-hmm.
The Tava Watch. And I did feel that so strongly, that in that room there were so many traditions, and that basically we are all one tradition. We're all one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I kept resonating with over the weekend. So.
And with it being Mother's Day this weekend, I was brought to tears when your daughter said, my mom has made her dream come alive, and that she was so proud of you. And it was so beautiful to hear that, because that's the next generation that's going to take care of us when we're in our old age.
Yes, that's right. So we better teach them to respect the elders.
Yeah, and the earth.
Yeah, well, that is the lesson, of course, right now, that we are to turn towards the light, that we are to honor the mother, and we are to connect to all the elements, and that is all these teachers agree on that. Now is
mm-hmm.
the time, and the way there are many paths, one way, and that is to honor the divine, honor the light.
And you're doing it also with food in the center and with music in the center, which brings up a higher vibration, which opens it up even more for people, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're definitely also have many artists who are part of this. So
mm-hmm.
you try just visually to be so beautiful that you vibrate at a higher level just from the beauty around you. And the fact that the building is based on a circle. It's based on the shape of the teepee, which Black Elk compared to a nest. He said that the
mm-hmm.
nest is where we protect our young, we protect our community. And that's, I feel like it's a bit of a nest. It's kind of
mm-hmm.
a tall, spiraling nest where you come and come home.
And it's spiraling
and
up.
For.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's
yes,
the cool
we,
part.
Yes, the top,
spirals
we
up.
Have a glass teepee at the top. And we did get the blessings of our native friends, our native teachers, and we built it according to their directions. And it is a powerful point to bring in the energy of the stars and the planets,
mm-hmm.
all the influences that come to us from above.
And it's directly across from Sun Mountain, so you get a beautiful
yes,
view
yes.
of Sun Mountain as the sun
yeah,
sets, as the sun
many,
rises.
There's been many prophecies about Sun Mountain and the time here, and there have been prophecies that there would be a healing center at the foot of Sun Mountain, a healing center using the waters. There's prophecies in many traditions about
mm-hmm.
this, and you can definitely sense the power of the mountain and the power of the waters that are beneath it. These ancient aquifers are filled with pure waters and these minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout Manitou Springs, there's many different springs. We'll be offering different drinks from the different springs, and then always the chance to bless yourself with a talking spirit spring. We've got waterfalls running and streams and soaking tubs, so you're going to have a chance to be healed on the water in so many levels here, from getting that energy from Mother Earth as well as that spiritual guidance coming down to us from the sky and the great mountain there. So.
Mm-hmm. And Joy, can you tell us how people can reach you in regards to making reservations or appointments for these beautiful healings and retreats that you guys are going to offer and that type of stuff?
Absolutely. We're looking to open fully by July, but in the meantime, we do have gift certificates available. And we also are scheduling and booking our retreats and any type of workshops that people are interested in teaching or coming to. And so those will be starting to trickle out little by little through our website, through our Facebook.
And can you tell them the website for the spa?
The website for the spa is sunwater.com.
Okay. And then...
Sunwater. Is it sunwaterspa.com? Sunwater...
I think it's sunwaterspa.com.
Joy, is it sunwaterspa.com or sunwater? Here, Joy, I'm going to bring Joy back to you.
Okay.
I apologize for that. I think my phone died. So.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, yes. So, I'm sorry. I apologize.
It does
for that.
Happen, doesn't
so, it does happen. I mean, you know, it's just switching gears here. So, anyways, we have the Facebook, which is Sunwater Spa, and we also have a website that's sunwaterspa.com. The best way to receive up-to-date information is to go through those two avenues, the Facebook and the sunwaterspa.com. You can also sign up for an email newsletter
mm-hmm.
through sunwaterspa.com. And that is just a wonderful way to just make sure that you're not missing anything, that anything that there is to come up that's a sneak peek, which is what we did this last weekend, or any little event that you can get into the spa and just be able to experience a little bit of what we've been talking about today, that would be the best avenue to do that. And then we also have, of course, a phone number, which is the 719-695-7007, and you can actually talk to a live person and ask any questions that you might have, or anything that you'd like to talk about. So,
and you also have an 800 number. Do you also have an 800 number?
Yes, we do, and it is 866 Sunwater.
Okay. Thanks so much, Joy. You know, it was so beautiful to see. You guys were talking about the love in the staff, and the staff are so dedicated to this idea that they just radiate, you know, that peace and love. And you know, and that's not an easy thing to do, to get a staff to all be on the same page.
No. We have, you know, our staff is just amazing, and we handpick each person. And we, one of the things we ask them is, how is Sunwater Spa going to affect your life? And it is just, it's phenomenal, the amount of excitement and openness to healing that all of our staff members have. And we feel that it's so important for people to have that energy when someone walks in the door, that they're being healed by this environment too. And it takes the people to bring it alive. And so it's important to us to have the people there that really feel passionate about bringing this love and this energy to the spa, making it come alive.
And it does do that. It brings it alive. It makes it feel real. It makes you feel connected, you know, and that you're important, you know, and your healing's important.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And they're all excited. Each one of them are very excited about being part of this spa. So even if they do their little jobs.
And they do. You're going to be doing acupuncture there as well?
Well, we might have a special community day where we'll be doing that. We don't have that actually on our menu. But we do have opportunities to have shiatsu and acupressure for little foot treatments and that while you're lounging on the deck watching Tava and soaking up the sun. So we do have opportunities that are similar to that.
And can you talk about what the Tava House represents?
Yes, absolutely. Well, like Kat was saying, Tava is what the original name for Pikes Peak was, and before it was changed to Pikes Peak. Tava means Sun Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tava House, which is right next door to the spa, is this beautiful, vibrant orange and yellow Victorian house that we've converted and renovated and really preserved its integrity through just really putting a lot of love and energy into that. And that particular building will be used for treatments mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the first floor that you were on, Rhonda, has the table where you can get a multitude of therapies. And it also has a back bathroom that has a mineral clawfoot tub in it. And that's the first floor. And then the second floor is also, there'll be treatments there. One of the areas that we're very interested in is the Thai therapies. And that is one of the areas that Kat is bringing into the spa, and Saul David Ray. So there'll be treatment rooms on the second floor. And then way up at the top, the tippy-tippy top, there is a place for people to stay. It's a small, we call it traditionally the yoga nest, where it's kind of like a studio space, so peaceful. And you can look over out the window, and there's the beautiful Tava just looking down at you and smiling at you. So all of the levels are just very nourishing and fulfilling in that healing modality.
So
and then also at the top, there's the pool as well, the hot tub pool, the mineral pool at the top.
Oh, nice. I didn't know
yeah.
that part. And can you tell us the healing properties of the cedar tubs that you have at Sunwater Spa?
Yes, absolutely. Well, cedar is one of those sweet woods. And you get into a cedar tub and you feel that connection to the earth. You can smell the cedar. You have the minerals in there, so you're sitting and absorbing the minerals. And all of our cedar tubs are outdoors, and you can look over the deck and you can see the Tava Mountain from all of our cedar tubs. And we have seven. We have one on the garden floor, which is the first floor. We have three on the second floor. And then we have three on the top floor. And one of those tubs is a two-person, kind of like a Japanese-style mm-hmm. tub, right in the center of the top floor. So it's a little bit more private setting up there. So the cedar is always just the smell of cedar. Makes you feel like you're at home, makes you feel grounded, mm-hmm. makes you remember that you're in nature and that nature is so healing.
Yeah, they were very aromatic when I was there, and I was very impressed yeah. with them, you know, and I can't give you enough kudos, Kat, for following your gut intuition of doing this, because so many of us get stuck in the planning part of it that we never get into the producing part of it. And you were able to move it all the way forward and in such a beautiful way with the spiritual advisory board and everything. I mean, it's like the complete package that you want for a healing center.
Well, I hope people do want this for a healing center. So far, the reaction from everybody who's walked through the doors has been one of great happiness. So
yeah.
I do think most people will be very happy for your kind words. We really appreciate it.
Well, we didn't meet by chance, I don't think, considering we met at a
stone
table.
We met looking at precious stones, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was when I first launched Aqualuce about a year ago, as I was just getting Aqualuce started, which is my global water healing project going into its second year.
And we'll can you let people know how to find Aqualuce so that they can read up on it?
Yes, Aqualuce, there is a website, aqualuce.org, and you can go there. It's AQUALUZ, all one word, Aqualuce. And we are a part of a nonprofit, and our mission with Aqualuce is to bring light into the water, to bring consciousness and healing to the water by placing a crystal in water with intention. Mm-hmm. And the crystal brings the light into the water. And on September 21st, we ask people to place a crystal in the water. We'll be doing a ceremony here at Sunwater Spa on September 21st. I mentioned that my teacher, Saul David Ray, will be here. And mm-hmm. he's going to be doing an equinox retreat that week to honor all the native traditions around the autumn equinox. There's so many rituals and traditions,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be drawing from many of those as we make that shift. And as part of that, we will be celebrating Aqualuce and placing crystals in the water, making a yogic spiral, which is what we did last year. We make
mm-hmm.
a human spiral, which intensifies the energy. And then we chant and place the crystals into the water. And we invite people all over the world to send us videos and pictures. And we'll have a map where you'll be able to put a dot and show us where you are on the map. And last year we had every single state in the United States, and I think 44 other countries around the world. We had ceremonies, gatherings, just private ceremonies where people would go to a creek or a stream or an ocean or whatever body of water really meant something to them and put the crystals in. I know there were many ceremonies where people would ask the friends or the their classes or whatever to join them on September 21st, putting crystals in the water. I will be at Shakti Fest at Joshua Tree next weekend, and I'll be distributing some crystals for Aqualuz there at Shakti Fest. So if you're going to Shakti Fest, look for me. I'll be doing a Drawing the Inner Deity workshop there with Manoj Shalom and Jyoti Shalom. They'll be presenting their presentation about honoring the archetypes, and I will be also drawing your inner deity yoga and art workshop there. But I'll be distributing crystals, so look for me if you're going to Shakti Fest.
Lovely. We have a caller on the line, and he has a question. Just a second.
All right.
Welcome, Cecil.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
My question is, what type of crystal? A very particular type of crystal that you're focusing on using?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
The type you,
I didn't hear it.
You're doing for the ceremony that you're doing with the crystals. Is there a particular type of crystal?
Oh, yes. That's a very good question. Last year we gave out many, many thousands of crystals, and we used different types. And one type, my teacher Miguel had said he really wanted me to use amethyst because amethyst bring in the purple light. And the Mayans believe that there is a purple light coming into the world right now that's helping the shift in consciousness. And he advised that it would be very beneficial to put amethyst into the water. I also was advised that rose quartz, because it has so much heart energy, is a beautiful crystal to put into the water. And I finally think that there are so many energies that come to us through different kinds of crystals that I think all of them are beneficial to put into the water. So the ones probably the most that we put in last year were both amethyst and rose quartz. And we put in quite a few clear, just beautiful, brilliant crystals as well. So I think it's whatever crystal you're drawn to putting in. You know, as long as you put it in with love from your heart, with your intention, with the intention of healing the water, it brings the light in.
So are any of these crystals harvested or obtained from any sacred Aboriginal lands or anything of that nature?
Well, you know, all the crystals come from sacred Aboriginal lands, because that is what the earth is in its entirety, is sacred Aboriginal lands. We blessed all the crystals that we distributed. We chanted with them. We smudged them with Palo Santo and sage, and we put our own intentions for healing into them. Many of the crystals were parts of ceremonies. So we made sure that all the crystals we distributed had been blessed. But everybody can bless your own crystals by just your intention for healing.
Absolutely.
And with that, Kat, we're at the close of the show. We're coming to the end. And is there anything else you would like to tell the listening audience before we part this time?
That we are a place for all people, that we really welcome you, and that we hope you'll come here and find healing or just travel to Manitou and come for yourself, for your loved ones, maybe bring a loved one with you that you know could use some healing, and we promise you can find it here.
That is so true. So I'm going to put
on
my ending music, and Kat, I'll speak to you soon. I'd like to talk to you about a couple of things myself, but I'll do it in private and not on the air. So I will talk to you later, and bless
you.
All
right. Thank you.
In the center.
Thank you,
You're
Rhonda.
So
bless
very
you.
Welcome.
We were you having us on and reaching out into the world with our healing. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye, listeners. I'll see you next week.